Hey, everybody, this is Amy from RealEnglishConversations.com. And today I have a very cool interview for you to listen to. I invited Hadar Shemesh onto the show, and Hadar is an absolute specialist in helping people to improve their pronunciation. And although we're going to be discussing pronunciation and some different ways that you can improve it, we really are going to be talking about this belief that so many of our students have that they want to sound exactly like a native speaker. We'll be discussing when that goal is okay and when it can be a little bit destructive to your confidence. Okay, so we're going to get started with this interview. Allow me to introduce our special guest. Her name is Hadar Shemesh. She has a website called The Accents Way. She also hosts a very popular podcast called The Influency Podcast. She has a very popular YouTube channel and a thriving community of English learners that she has helped to not only improve their accent, but also to build their confidence. Well, that's enough talking about Hadar. Now it's time to talk to her. How are you doing today?
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm really great, thanks. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Me too. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Great. So today we were going to be discussing a little bit about pronunciation, but I think one of the first things that we should talk about is really dealing with this belief that so many students have where they feel that they need to speak and sound exactly like a native speaker. Is this something that you have in your students where they're always mentioning this? Do you hear it a lot?
Well, absolutely. I think it's a big part of the conversation and a big part of the journey where people believe that if they work on their pronunciation or their accent, then the end goal is to sound like a native. And I find it not only very problematic socially and politically, I also think it's detrimental to fluency. I think it's not serving the learner, but instead is just getting in the way. And I'll explain, because this idea of sounding like a native means that they really need to work on the nuances of speech, right? To get to a level. So there is the basic level where you may sound unclear because you're bringing patterns from your native language onto English, which prevents you from having that clarity that you need to communicate and to create trust and to basically deliver your message and get what you want from the other person, right? And this is where pronunciation comes in, because it's really important to understand how the language works. First, so you can communicate your message clearly, right? And also for you to have that clarity in your head about what to do with your mouth and, you know, how to connect what's in your head and what comes out of your mouth. So basically, learning pronunciation gives you power. It's a huge part of speaking a language, and it's a huge component of fluency. But between that, right, like just mastering pronunciation, being clear, sounding confident, knowing what words to stress, which is what I do with my students, what I teach. But I don't try to get people to lose their accents completely and to sound like natives. First of all, because I know how long it takes. I've done it myself. I myself am a non-native speaker, right? And I had to go through this training, and I had to work on the nuances of speech. And sometimes, I mean, that's not the goal. I did it because I was an actress in New York, and I wanted to, you know, land roles where, you know, I'm not always the foreigner. But for most people, that's not the target. The target is just to sound clear and to speak up, right? To feel like themselves in English. Mm-hmm. And sometimes this obsession that people have with, you know, thinking that if they lose their accent, then that means that they have reached the perfect level, or that means fluency, right?
Right.
Fluency means no accent. Mm-hmm. Then actually, it's not true. It's not true. And when you become obsessed with sounding like a native, then you constantly, you try to assume a different identity. It's not even yourself. You're trying to wash out your identity. And at the same time, you focus on the nuances, and you know, that perfectionism really is really unhealthy for your fluency, your confidence, because you keep hearing yourself, you keep judging yourself, you keep thinking about what people are going to think, what they're going to say, and it's not good for creativity, and it's definitely not good for a conversation.
Exactly. I think that it's definitely this balance between maintaining your confidence and trying to improve. This is a huge aspect because people that are confident tend to speak more. They're okay with mistakes. They're okay with the learning process. So they, in turn, are actually making faster progress because their confidence is there. Right. So for myself, particularly, I went through a very, very low confidence stage with my language learning, and I've realized that preserving your confidence is probably the top priority. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're thinking, but my accent is horrible, I'm scared to speak because it's horrible, this really needs to be a shift in between, okay, maybe letting go of the pronunciation a little bit, focusing more on developing your overall objective of communication, accepting that there's a learning process and, you know, little by little gaining that confidence back and maybe revisiting the pronunciation in the future, or even just reducing its importance at this time. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I think that confidence is key, right? Like more than anything else. And to prove that, how many people do you know who have an accent, foreign accent, but they're very successful? They are very confident. They speak. Maybe they make grammar mistakes. They don't care. They speak up. They always say what they think. And maybe they receive some criticism, but they, you know, they say what they want. And usually I know a lot of people in positions of power who have an accent, but like they don't think about, you know, them not sounding right or them not fitting in. They're just
about
them,
the message,
right?
Exactly.
It's about the message and the impact that what they're saying might have on people around them. And when you're so consumed with other people are going to think, then you never show up. You don't speak. As a result, you also don't have the opportunity to speak and get the practice that you need to improve. So it's
exactly
like this catch 22, because you're like, when I'm fluent, when I'm not going to have my accent, that's when I'm going to speak up more. Now, it's true, like there is judgment in the world, and I'm sure that a lot of people have experienced prejudice. You know, they've experienced prejudice because of how they sound. But the question is, are you going to let other people have that power over you and as a result get you to not to speak or not to apply for a better job or, you know, not to make more friends or relocate? You know, if you have all of these dreams, you do it first. And then, you know, like you have to understand that confidence comes first. Do what you need in terms of pronunciation to get that. Like, and this is why I do believe that learning pronunciation makes you a more powerful speaker.
Yes.
But set the right goals, right? Like don't create like these crazy goals that are unattainable and then you always feel like you're not enough.
Exactly. And that's kind of the point right there that we really wanted to focus on today, was talking about defining that goal and your self-worth and making sure that you have that adjusted correctly. Because when it's everything that you're thinking about, your pronunciation is causing you all of these problems that you're having, it's not really that. It's more about adjusting it, making sure that you have that balance and continuing to move forward. Yeah. And all of this stuff takes time. It takes time to develop. It doesn't happen overnight.
Time and mistakes and forgiveness and permission and a lot of those things. And if you don't have them, then it's really going to hinder your progress. It's going to prevent you from, you know, reaching those goals and reaching those dreams.
Exactly. Yeah. So how can somebody who's maybe very busy, they don't have so much time, like I know for me, for example, when I'm working on my language skills, I am lucky if I have 20 or 30 minutes a day. So is there anything that we can do for the people that do want to put that time into their pronunciation? Maybe right now they have that focus or they want to include it in their studies as part of their overall learning. Mm-hmm. What tips could you give about getting some results in less time?
Okay, so first of all, to be very intentional about what's important for you. Okay, so there is a lot of content out there, you know, and you like you search on YouTube how to improve my pronunciation or American accent and all that, and you get like hundreds and hundreds of videos. So it's very important to understand what your needs are. I always follow the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. You know, there are, if we think about all the elements of speech that might be relevant for you, okay, for a certain learner. You can learn everything and, of course, improve massively, but you can also focus on 20% of those things and still improve massively, right? Like only 80%. The 20%, right? 20% of the effort that lead to 80% of the results. So
exactly.
You don't have to learn all of the things that are relevant for your speech. You can only focus on 20%. Right? Not random 20%. You need to understand what are the things that really prevent you from sounding clear. Is it your R? Is it where you put the stress? Is it your melody, right? That gets people to not understand where the focus is. Is it the primary stress of the word? So like all of these elements, understand and focus on that, and also be intentional about how you practice. A lot of times people just, okay, say I struggle with the R. People don't understand words like the word world or girl, right?
Yeah.
Rural. Okay, so they go and learn how to pronounce the R from a YouTube video. Great. They've learned how to pronounce the R. Okay, why am I not using it when speaking freely? Right. And then they feel bad and then they think it's not for them or they're just not talented. But the truth is that learning a certain sound and being able to say it in a few words does not guarantee that you'll be able to use it. So understanding how to practice effectively, that means to drill, to create muscle memory, to create new habits. And I absolutely agree with you that all it takes is 15 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day even. I'm not a fan of like, you know, now sit down for 3 hours and drill words, phrases, and sentences.
No.
Impossible, right? Even
ineffective.
Ineffective.
Yeah.
You know, even when I was in acting school and I had those speech classes that I had to take because I had to go through this process myself, my speech coach always said, you know, you have to sit for 2 hours. And I'd be like, you know, after 20 minutes, like, okay, I'm done. You know, I did my thing and then I would continue because it really is very demanding. But if you focus on 20%, but you're very intentional about how you're practicing and you're not practicing the mistake, right? So repeating words and making sure, not doing like five other things as you're practicing, you know, watching a YouTube video, answering messages and drilling R words. No, you have to listen to how you're doing it. Right. Like take 10 minutes, but be intentional, be specific. Make sure that you're not repeating mistakes, that you're actually changing habits. Listen to yourself. Do it again and again and again. Trust the repetition. And then you start changing. So focusing only on the 20%, the elements that really prevent you from sounding clear or that you feel self-conscious about. And then when you practice it, go deep, don't go broad, right? Go deep and make sure that you actually feel the change. And how do you know that you feel the change? You don't feel comfortable practicing, right? Like you feel that it's artificial. You feel that, you know, it's uncomfortable, fake, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if it sounds okay, if it sounds sort of like American English or British English or whatever English you're practicing, then you're on the right track because it's not supposed to feel comfortable when you're changing habits.
Exactly. And it's coming over that discomfort as well. The first part is developing the new sound, the new word, the whatever idea you're trying to express. Honestly, what you just said about going deep and the repetition, this is absolutely every aspect of English. It's really, really important.
Absolutely.
People are like, oh, I listened to a podcast once. Why can't I understand? Oh,
right.
Because that's not deep and you didn't do what you needed to learn from it. So slowing down, focusing, being really intentional of what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
This is really, really important as well.
Right. It's all about quality and not quantity. A lot of people say, I'll drill 100 words and they all, you know, they do it the same. They're not changing. Quality. Do 10, but make sure that you're doing them right. Yeah,
exactly. The focus is on quality. And one of the methods that we teach is shadowing in the course. And Definitely. We have these short little audio clips, and I can tell you that probably 9 out of 10 learners go through, they listen to it, they repeat it once, and they move on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What benefit does that really have? Did you try to say it at the same time? Did you recognize the differences in your speech, for example, and
right.
really focus on that correction? Because that's where change happens and progress yeah. is made.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's great. Well, I think, you know, the efficient learning, the 80-20 rule with efficient learning, this is it. If you don't have very much time, it's very important to be intentional with it. If you want to improve your pronunciation, for example, being very specific, 10 minutes, working on one sound. I mean, how many sounds do people have? I don't even know the answer to this question. How many sounds do people have to learn how to make?
Well, it really depends on the first language, right? So, for example, someone who speaks Spanish is not going to have the same needs as someone who speaks Norwegian, for example, because Norwegian yeah. has a lot more vowels than Spanish that only has 5 vowels. But if we have, you know, 16 vowels in English, then in Spanish you have 5 vowels, then you know, then you might be merging some sounds together and you might need to learn all those extra vowels. But sometimes it's not just the sounds, it's also patterns. For example, I know that you speak Spanish. So in Spanish, Spanish speakers have a tendency of dropping consonants at the end mm-hmm. of when there is a sequence of several consonants at the end of words. Spanish yes. speakers, Chinese speakers do that as well. Many speakers who don't have that sequence or clusters, it's called, at the end of words. So it's not sometimes just sounds. It's also understanding some patterns that happen in your native language and they don't happen in English. And you want to make sure that, you know, that you don't carry it over and as a result drop consonants or add vowels to words in English. So understanding that is important too. And of course, there is prosody, which is the melody, rhythm, stress, phrasing, connected speech, you know, all of these things. And, you know, you need to understand that one element that can serve you and focus on that.
Exactly. And do you recommend doing periods where you're focusing on one particular thing for maybe a week or two and then changing your focus, reevaluating and changing your focus after that?
Absolutely. Like even in my programs, when we help students, we really layer it because when you learn pronunciation, you have to be focused, right? So you can't do, you know, focus on several different sounds as you're practicing. You only have to focus on one sound and then you learn something else. And then usually I start with sounds and then I add prosody and this idea of intonation, rhythm, and stress as they build confidence. So I think that is the right way to go about it. And then finally to do all those shadowing exercises and listening exercises, but and start being intentional in terms of pronunciation as well. When you repeat, focusing on, you know, the sounds that are still tricky for you and the sounds that you want to improve.
Exactly. That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and
My
sharing
pleasure.
This valuable advice. I think it's great. It's not just about pronunciation. This is
right.
language training in general. So if our listeners want to follow you and get in touch, how can they reach you?
Well, they can come on over to the Influency podcast if they like podcasts. And I also have a YouTube channel and it is Accents Away English with Hadar. Or you can just type in Hadar, H-A-D-A-R on YouTube and you'll
okay.
find me.
Perfect. And what's the website that you have?
Well, it's my name. It's HadarShemesh.com.
Okay, perfect. So those are all the ways that they can get in touch.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously you're focusing on pronunciation. I've watched your videos myself. That's actually how I came across you was mm-hmm. on my own YouTube feed. Oh, mm-hmm. hey, look at this English teacher. And for those of you that missed Hadar's subtle explanation there that she is a non-native speaker, mm-hmm. I bet you a lot of you went through this podcast and you had no idea. It is possible to change your accent and you sound wonderful. You sound just like a native American speaker. I can't imagine the amount of work that you've done. But I think really the non-native speaker teaching a foreign language is very powerful as well, because you do understand. You understand what the learner is going through.
Yeah.
So guys, head over to her website, check out the YouTube channel, follow the Influency podcast, and maybe we'll have you on the show in the future. Thank you so much.
I'd love to. Thank you, Amy, so much for having me.
We'll see you. I hope that you guys enjoyed that interview as much as I did. I thought that we had some really great points, especially related to the mindset of wanting to sound exactly like a native speaker and when that's important and when it's not so important. We'll see you guys next time in the next podcast.